consultation, there's never been a better time to call 480-969-7500 or find them on the web at Reis, R-E-E-I-S.com.
Well, we got by this week without that smart aleck production manager playing no Debbie Boone.
You threatened him with his job.
I'm going to threaten him with his life if he ever plays that again.
We've been talking with Brandon of Pinnacle Roofing, family operation here in Arizona. And Levi has called in with a question. Probably one of the main questions y'all get. How do I know when I'm ready for a new roof? Levi, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I just bought a house a few months ago, and it's a 20-year-old house. It has asphalt shingle roof. Obviously, the last big storm, you noticed some leaks, and so I went to see what it was all about, and I noticed there's a couple nail heads that had lifted and worked their way through the top of the shingles, and just in two spots. So I sealed them, cleaned it up, but I don't know how long the seal should last, how often I should maintain it, if I should replace the whole roof, and then if so, do I do asphalt again, or do I go with that newer decorative metal roofing that some of the houses are being built with?
Okay. Brandon, Pinnacle Roofing, how do you want to help Levi here?
Well, you can certainly call our office next week, and we can send one of our estimators out there to give you a free estimate, cost analysis of the condition of your roof.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying, did you say some of the neighbors have a metal roof?
No, I just seen some of these new in my parents' neighborhood. They have a real nice, fancy neighborhood, and they've got some gray, real metal roofing that's probably more industrial looking, but it's nice. I like the way it looks with my style of home.
Yeah, standing seam metal is a very attractive roof. You would have to take off that asphalt shingle and put down a new underlayment. And then you could go with a standing seam metal roof on top of that.
I'm a big fan of metal seam. It kind of got popular up north first for the snow and ice shedding capacities and capabilities of it. But I mean, you look at it and you get it down, and baby, it's a 50-year roof.
It is, yes. It's metal lasts a long time. It will fade, 30 years down the road.
Yeah.
But it is a good roof.
Okay.
Okay, and it's called metal what?
A standing seam metal is a real common metal roof that's installed today.
Okay. And as far as that patch goes, is that something that is, obviously it's a Band-Aid.
Yeah, it is a Band-Aid. It's hit and miss, it's hard to say.
Once you've got nails popping back up through the top of your three-tab shingles, it's...
Especially if it's 20 years old.
Especially if it's 20 years old.
Yeah, that was before they started using fiberglass, so a lot of it was cardboard that was dipped in the...
in the asphalt.
In the
that's
asphalt.
Right. Exactly.
That fiberglass was a definite improvement for the structural strength. Levi, congratulations on the new home and best to you with your new roof.
Absolutely. Brandon, thanks for coming in. I know you've got a lot of kids, even more kids than I have. So taking time away from your family on the weekends means a lot to us and the listeners of Arizona. We appreciate you coming and helping and educate the Arizona homeowner. It's Pinnacle Roofing, opened in 1999. It's a family-owned business. They've got 25-plus years in the local roofing industry. Take pride in their work. Make sure they do everything possible to assure customers are completely satisfied, and the reputation speaks for itself. Pinnacle Roofing, one of the Rosie certified roofers serving the greater Phoenix metro area. Their number is 623-792-5497. I think one of the funniest stories we found out about Brandon was when he was foam roofing Barry Goldwater's house. And, we talked a little bit about you cannot spray foam when it's windy. And all of a sudden, all this noise is coming in over the top of his shoulder, and he looks up, and it's this helicopter coming to land in the driveway. So, of course, you have to shut the foam machine down, and you have to kind of wait for the helicopter rotors to stop, and then you have to wait for Mr. Goldwater to leave the house and get in the helicopter, then for the helicopter to leave, and then Brandon could get back to the job of finishing Mr. Goldwater's house, which I'm sure to this day is still leak-free, I'm sure.
Let's hope so, yes. We also put a green top coat on his roof.
And you do color tint a lot of your elastomerics for foam.
Right. One of the callers called in and was talking about colored roof surfaces, and we do tint our coatings.
Okay, very, very possible you can get any color you want. Hey, I have an attaboy here, and it's a little bit out of the housing industry, but I always kind of take over the last 2 minutes of the show. This kind of Rosie's time.
Oh, okay. All
right. And, you know, I caught in the paper earlier this week that the school board, Mesa Public Governing School Board, has allowed prayer to return to their governing meetings. And apparently Gilbert is considering the same thing. They're going to allow for a moment of prayer by any one of a number of religious organizations, including churches, synagogues, and mosques, to pray before the start of every single meeting. Before the gavel strikes, they're going to have a guest from one of the religious organizations in the community start the meeting. I just wonder, could this ever, we pray in the legislature, we pray in the Senate, we pray in the school board meetings now.
Before every rodeo, at NASCAR.
Could we ever get prayer back in schools? Listen, y'all, if you've been blessed, encouraged, or enlightened, or emboldened by anything we've covered in this hour, we would ask you, all of us here at Roselle Now, to do us a favor. Find somebody this week that needs to be encouraged, emboldened, or educated, and pay it forward. We could reach the entire population of Arizona in just a couple months.
I'm Kimber Lanning, the director of Local First Arizona. Many people don't realize that the money they spend directly impacts the community where they live. If you choose to spend money at your locally owned business, the local business owner